Currently, the state employs 80 people to staff the transitional housing program for patients who can't easily find places to live elsewhere. But beginning in January, under the state budget, the workforce will drop to 55 and be managed by the Massachusetts-based private not-for-profit named NFI. New Hampshire Hospital CEO Dr. Robert McLeod says the estimated $3 million in savings will go to help mental health patients gain independence.
Anything that will make someone more independent and more productive and less dependent on programming directly offered by the state.
A number of people laid off are expected to pick up similar work at either the New Hampshire Hospital or with NFI. Critics, including the state employees union, say fewer employees could jeopardize the safety of patients and staff. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.